Hi,
my name is John. I am most certainly a sinner, and that's a deep problem. But the good news is God and I are working on this, and the good news is when I get overwhelmed by this, as sometimes I do, I'm not on my own with Jesus. The worse your story, the warmer your welcome. And we're looking now at how do we repair the relational damage that we have all done through our brokenness. And what I want to, we're looking at step eight, which is made a list of all the persons we had harmed and became willing to make amends to them all. And what I want to talk about for a few moments today is that you will not be defined by the mistakes that you make. You will be defined by the amends that you make. We looked in previous videos at Zacchaeus, kind of a poster boy for this. There's lots of other examples of it in the Bible. The prodigal son who wants to come back home and work as a servant. He knows what he's cost his father. Instructions in the Old Testament about it. Another place that's just profoundly beautiful, I think, is when Simon Peter is going to harm Jesus and his friends by denying Jesus three times. And of course, Peter says, no, I wouldn't do that. He has not yet humbly asked for all of his character defects to be removed, so they're still at work. But Jesus says, Simon, Satan has asked to sift you like wheat. Can I just say here, all of us are up against a spiritual power that is stronger than we are, and we don't understand it fully. It's just the nature of reality. It's a mysterious thing. It's at work in our world and in my life and yours. Satan has asked to sift you like wheat, but I have prayed for you that your faith will not fail. And then Jesus says, when you have turned back, strengthen your brothers. He's actually letting Simon know ahead of time, yep, you're going to fail in this way. Peter would deny Jesus. He would also deny his brothers, the other disciples, because you would say, I'm not one of them. And Jesus said, no, you know, when you're ready to make amends, strengthen the brothers. That's the way that you can make amends for the damage that you will have done, the harm you will cause to me and to our little community. And then when Peter's restored in John chapter 21, Jesus says to him, feed my sheep, take care of my little lambs. Significantly, Peter denied him three times. Jesus talks to him about the amends that he can make three times. And Peter does. You might wonder, how do we know the story of Peter denying Jesus? And of course, the only way that we know it is Peter told about it. He must have told about it. That's how it makes it into the Gospels. And so his mess becomes his message. That's the path that we're on. So now for a few moments, what does it look like for you to become willing to make amends? And when you were a little child, you will have learned or not learned. A lot of us, I was reading somebody the other day, wrote about a lot of us, when we begin to offer apologies because I want to defend myself, this stuff is just in me, very quickly, I downshift into excuses. I'm sorry I yelled at you yesterday. I couldn't sleep at all the night before, so I was really sleepy. I'd had a bad day at the office. I hadn't had my coffee yet. I hadn't eaten. My blood sugar was low. Somebody kidnapped my dog. I got a sub-zero refrigerator, and it'll only get down to zero. And all of a sudden, I shift from actually apologizing and seeking to make amends to excusing and justifying, and it's just in me. Think for a minute about which apology would you rather receive from somebody. I'm sorry I snapped at you. The baby cried all night long and I couldn't get any sleep. That wasn't your fault. Or, I'm sorry I snapped at you in the team meeting. You must have felt embarrassed and hurt. You didn't deserve that. Please forgive me. So now, in becoming willing to make amends, I'm taking responsibility for what it is that I have done. And it's a strange thing if I can flip that switch, if you can let go of my need to defend myself and my need to look better than I really am and actually focus on the other person, put myself in their place, try to figure out how has what I've done harmed them and what amends would they want to receive from me. That little willingness switch can get flipped with God's help. And there's tremendous power. And this is what I want to say in particular in this message for Zacchaeus or for Peter or for the prodigal son, for you and me, A spiritual power gets released when I surrender myself into willingness to make amends. And this got discovered right at the beginning in Alcoholics Anonymous, which is made up, as you may know, of folks who really learned the steps from what was called the Oxford Group, folks who were trying simply to follow Jesus as his disciples. And I want to tell you a little bit about actually the date that is marked as the birthday of AA. So this is from History of AA called Not God by Ernest Kurtz. Bill W. was the first guy to get sober. And then he began to talk to another drunk named Dr. Bob. And Dr. Bob had had a nightmarish existence. He was raised in the church, but forced to go. He made a vow when he was a kid that when he was out from under his parents' authority, he would never again darken the door of a church. For 40 years, he did not. He went to Dartmouth, became a doctor, but lived a hellish existence because alcohol got a hold of him. Even in those bleak depression years, Kurtz writes, fewer and fewer patients were willing to trust their bodies to a surgeon whose hands trembled. Bob was a proctologist. He'd seen the humor in, but had not deeply appreciated a comment overheard one day at the hospital as the elevator door opened. When you go to Dr. Smith, you really bet your ass. And he finally ended up becoming a part of the Oxford Group for 2.5 years, and he learned a lot. It was kind of interesting, but it didn't help him with his drinking. And then he met Bill W., and Dr. Bob realized that Bill W. was a part of the Oxford Group, but a part of what Bill W. was doing was not just surrendering, coming to believe, doing a moral inventory, and so on. He was devoting his life now to helping, serving others. And Dr. Bob realized, you know, if you just take all the spiritual stuff in like a sponge, it doesn't do you any good. It has to result in caring about other people. And so for several weeks, he learned from Bill W. About the spiritual life and was thinking real seriously about surrendering his life to God in that way. He went to a medical convention and while he was gone, ended up drinking again, got home at 4 a.m. They had to pick him up at the station. He was dead drunk. And so he's just teetering between life and death. And he finally says to Bill W., I'm going to do this. I'm all in. I'm going to trust God. I'm going to surrender my life. And so he goes in to perform an operation. He's still in the DTs. So Bill hands him a bottle of beer so he could steady his nerves so that he could hold the scalpel. Very frightening moment. Bill W. goes back home with Dr. Bob's wife to wait what happens after the surgery's done. And a long time plays out. The afternoon wore on, no word from Dr. Bob. Had he been able to perform the surgery at all? What had happened? Had it maybe been a success and then in a burst of relief had Bob gone out and really tied one on? That last seemed their best hope. Finally, late in the afternoon, the telephone jangled. Was it Bob or the hospital or the police? Maybe only those who have lived with and loved an alcoholic can know the depths of intermingled hope and fear that conditioned the habitual response with which Ann Smith moved to answering the unnerving ring. It was Bob. The operation had gone well and had been completed quickly. Feeling the awful strain lifted, recalling what he had learned from his conversations with Bill, the doctor had left the hospital determined to begin living with what he had absorbed from his acquaintance with the Oxford Group over the past 2.5 years. Visiting first his creditors, he owed a lot of money to a lot of people, he had harmed them, and then others who he had harmed by his behavior, Dr. Bob Smith had made his rounds, confessing to each what he knew of the honest reality of his condition, and then promising, beginning to plan a practical program of restitution, of making amends in each case. The date was the 10th of June. The outline landmarks in AA history recorded its full significance laconically. 1935, June 10, Dr. Bob has his last drink. Alcoholics Anonymous founded. And on that first day, he jumps directly to step 8 and step 9 and becomes willing to make amends and then actually begins making them. And this new movement dates its founding to that day. Salvation has come to this house. That's the power of making amends. And that power can go to you and can go to me. I can't make it happen, but I can surrender and ask God to help me to become willing. So that's the invitation to this day. As you walk through this day, you think about people that you have harmed. God, make me willing. If you harm somebody today, you do something wrong, you say something wrong, instead of excusing or justifying or defending, of which I am the prince, chiefest of sinners, instead, just willing to make amends. And then keep coming back. It works if you work it.
Hey, you just finished a video from our series Steps, which is based on John's new book, recently released, also called Steps. So you can pick that book up anywhere that you like to purchase your books or find out more information about it at becomenew.com. If you're someone that would like to start practicing, working, doing the steps with a friend or a small group or your church, we've created a web portal for you that should get you all the resources you need to get started. You can just go to dothesteps.com. We are a community that's dedicated to growing spiritually in Christ one day at a time. And a big part of that is prayer. So there's a team of us that meet each weekday, Monday through Friday, to pray for Become New and for viewers just like yourself. So if you have a prayer request, you can send it to us at 855-888-0444 or email it to us at connect@becomenew.com. Thanks for joining us. We'll catch you next time.